This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Okay, thank you very, very much, Tom, and welcome everybody to Prophetic Tuesday here on BPNRadio.com, and we're also wanting to welcome our many friends that are joining us on Facebook Live today, and so here we are. It's going to be a great broadcast, and Ruth Gentry, our station manager at BPNRadio.com, is joining us along with Allison Kieber, who hosts Prophetic Thursday here on BPNRadio.com. So it is a delight to have you listening as we broadcast live from our studios here in Austin, Texas. Remember, the views and opinions on this broadcast may or may not necessarily be the views of BPNRadio.com or Breakout Prayer Network. And we are not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this program, but we're delighted that you're listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, edited by Aliona Pertuca, and supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. So let's pray, America. Great to have you here with us today on Prophetic Tuesday, BPNRadio.com. Okay, here we are joining. I've got Ruth Gentry, Allison Kieber on both sides of me here. And
you feel surrounded?
I feel surrounded. It's going to be a great day today. And wow. Allison, Ruth, why don't you welcome everybody to give a few instructions. Allison is going to come, and she's going to give some further instructions. We're going to pray. And I have a whole bunch of names of people that have not only turned in their names, their name, their city, and their state yesterday or this morning, but also we have some people that, because we made a commitment not letting any name fall to the ground or fall to the floor, I have some people that have turned in their names in days past. It's going to be a great day. So, Ruth, why don't you just kick us off here?
All right. Well, I just want to welcome everybody to Prophetic Tuesday at bpnradio.com. And I do want to remind everybody, if you're wanting to put your name in, if you'll put your first name, the first initial of your last name, your city, and your state, that is really helpful for us to keep the records if we're not repeating someone, or it just also gives Prophet Dale and Allison some reference points there. And so first name, the initial of your last name, city and state. All that information is really vital to just, again, keeping up with the records. And if you're listening today on bpnradio.com and you're like, well, how can I do that and I don't do Facebook, because I know we referenced that a little bit on Tuesdays, you could go to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. That's breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, and you could put that in. And that's just our email, so you could send prayer requests there. You can send a note, a testimony to us. We would love that. So I'm going to repeat that one more time, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. Again, if you just Google Dale Gentry, you can kind of find and navigate almost anything that you're looking for. But again, I just want to welcome you to Breakout Prophetic Tuesday and bpnradio.com. And I think Allison's going to come and lead us in prayer. It's going to be a great day. It's always exciting to see your comments on Facebook. We always love to hear from you, our listeners at the radio. And so you can do that. Again, going through the email, and there's a prayer request on the website, just different avenues. We're trying to reach out to you. And so we love that community of hearing back from you, and just have a great day.
All right.
So good. I'm so excited to be here. I love being here. I was praying this morning, and I was just asking Holy Spirit, like, why is it that I get so fired up to work alongside of you? And it's just you have him with you always. He's always with you. And I love to be around that. And I was praying to him this morning and saying, I want that. I want to bring that to the world too. And, you know, he then led me to scripture of John 16. I've been in John 16 for a while, for a couple of weeks now. And, just, you know, again, he's ministering to me about the Holy Spirit, obviously, and, how that we all have that. We all have that, but it's a work as well of to mm-hmm. walk with him and talk with him and spend time with him each and every day, right? And that thinking about that, like it's not just a magic genie in a bottle, right? Like, oh, Holy Spirit, I wish this, right? That we have to treat him as who he really is, right? And so this morning, as we dive in to Prophetic Tuesday, something that I wanted to share, and I hope it's okay. I just wanted to share a little piece of scripture this morning from John 16:13-15. And I'm reading from the Voice Bible here. So if it sounds a little different to you, John 16:13-15, the Spirit of truth will come and guide you in all truth. He will not speak his own words to you. He will speak what he hears, revealing to you the things to come and bringing glory to me. The Spirit has unlimited access to me, to all that I possess and know, just as everything the Father has is mine. That is the reason I am confident he will care for my own and reveal the path to you. So good. Isn't that so good?
Yeah.
And so that we can trust him as, mm-hmm. you know, as we hear words today, mm-hmm. that these aren't our words, right? That these are his words. And so if I can just open us in prayer.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
Absolutely.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for this time and this place.
Yes.
God, we thank you for this opportunity.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for this ministry. God, and we thank you for your Holy Spirit, who you send down to be with us, to comfort us, to share all truth with us.
Yes.
God, and in these times of your scripture tells us that there is a prince of the world. There is a prince of the world, but he has been defeated.
Yes, sir.
And may we be reminded of that each and every time that we want to succumb to our circumstances or our feelings of offense, of hate, God, of that we understand that he has been defeated.
Right.
And that he resides in us, that you left him with us. Thank you, Jesus, for that amazing gift. Today, God, I ask that you have your way, that today that spiritual ears and spiritual eyes be opened, God, that you reveal today to us things that we can't understand in our mind, God, that we have to open up. We have to open up to hear what you have for us on a spiritual level, God.
Yeah.
And we just thank you and we praise you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you, God. It's in your name we pray. Amen and amen.
And amen. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Allison. I love to hear you pray. Do you are you open to preaching out anywhere, to any churches, for people groups? Are you open for any invitations?
Is that a word?
I think so.
Absolutely.
You're quite a preacher. I know that any church or people group, we've not talked about that before, but you preached here, of course, many times here on bpnradio.com. I know you'd be a tremendous blessing. You're a great preacher. Well, I love to hear you pray. I love to hear you preach, and I love being with you and Ruth Gentry. And we're here today to prophesy. And I believe somebody, I don't know why I do the karate chop, but somebody is going to get a word from God today.
Yes.
One word from God can change your life forever.
Amen.
Forever. For many years, I just said one word from God can change your life. And then I began to add that addendum word, forever. Mm-hmm. That means for the rest of your life, God can speak to you. And most everything that I am doing in the ministry and have done now, as Gene and I celebrate this month, 52 years of preaching the gospel, most everything that I've done has been hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit through revelation or a prophetic word. So I believe that God is going to speak today. And when we give some prophecies, because I have written down some prophetic words, and if we give a prophecy, you may say, well, that is a word for me also. Can I receive that? And my response is absolutely, ! You can receive that. Remember, if Allison or I or Ruth give you a prophetic word, it could be a now word, something God is doing now, a future word, could be a confirming word, something you've already heard. It could be a new word, something you've never heard before. But the Bible says, unto him is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think, according to the power that works in you. So there's just revelation that is flowing here today. And as we get started, there's just going to be a release of that anointing. And please make, if you're joining us on Facebook Live, please make any comments. Put down your name. And we're also going to pray for some of the people that that are watching on Facebook Live today. We're not on every week Facebook Live, but from time to time, this is one of those days. If you're watching Facebook Live, it's going to be throughout the day. And you can watch it throughout the day if you're on bpnradio.com. It's 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And what were you saying?
I was just thinking, I wanted to encourage people that, you know, it's so important what we fill our minds with, right? Mm-hmm. What we're reading, what we're listening to, and especially in times like this, mm-hmm. where there's government decisions being made, and there's all different kinds of propaganda for each and everyone's, mm-hmm. you know, side, so to speak. And again, just going back to this scripture here in John 16, right, of that mm-hmm. he is the voice of truth, right? He's not the God of confusion,
right?
He's the voice of truth. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what are we listening to? Sometimes we don't really even pay attention. We just, you know, mindlessly have the radio on in the background, and mm-hmm. we're not understanding that that's actually going in, right? Mm-hmm. That's going in, and that's sticking in, or shows that we're watching, or even social media of who, you know, Facebook wants to tell us that we're interested in because mm-hmm. of their algorithm or whatnot. And, mm-hmm. And just being very mindful of that because, again, it's, you know, in this scripture, what I was reading here was that, you know, he's the prince of the world, and not like world earth, mm-hmm. right? But in society, mm-hmm. in government sometimes, and mm-hmm. certain in entertainment and things like that, of that, that's where he goes in. Mm-hmm. And he wants us to believe that in those places he has not been defeated,
that's
but
right.
he has been defeated in all places, mm-hmm. and through all truth. And so, I don't know, I think that's a word for someone, is that maybe there's the feeling of your mind, and there's a fence setting in, and they're starting to have a place of, and I just hear this word of, like, hate, such a strong word, but where you're really starting to hate. And so, That's not what he wants for us, mm-hmm. right? Is that we can't cower down, mm-hmm. and live in that space. We've mm-hmm. got to live in a space of love. And mm-hmm. I feel like I might be going on here, but I feel like this is a word for someone right now. Is that they're sitting in that space and mm-hmm. they're feeling consumed by all of this, and saying, I don't know what I can do. And how can I do this? And I just hear him saying loud and clear, well, what you can't do is you can't cower down in your own home.
Right.
And hide from it.
Yeah.
You've got to go out.
That's right. And we know that God is not the author of confusion.
Yeah.
And so Satan wants to present a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
And you talked about hate. I think there's a lot of people that have some hatred toward people, other people. But I also believe, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying, there's a lot of self-hate.
Mm-hmm.
People reminiscing about lost opportunities.
Yeah.
People that's gone through divorces. Maybe their children have gone wayward. Maybe they've lost their business. All sorts of things have happened until, if we're not careful, Allison, we develop this self-hate.
Yeah.
I hate myself.
Yeah.
And then self-hate leads to what is it's called a death wish.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've lived in that space. I've lived in that space before.
All right.
And I don't know if you've ever even heard this part of my story and my testimony, but I shared on Facebook the other day with all of the self-hate that's out there right now, and again the devil feeding upon that.
Sure.
Right? He's
sure.
He's feeding upon that. And God just dropped a word in my spirit this morning as I was preparing. They said there's someone out there who right now here's what he actually said, is that it's, stop being a victim of your feelings,
uh-huh.
a victim of your feelings and a slave to your circumstances. Those were his exact words, a victim to your feelings and a slave to your circumstances. And again, I heard it really clear. I wasn't sure who that was for, but I can share from a space that the very first time that I ever thought about suicide, I was 8 years old. I was standing in the shower, and my mother's razor was there, and I took the razor, part out of her razor, and I started to cut my wrist, and I have a small little mark there still today. And I remember that so clearly, that that was the first time that I ever thought about, what if I just wasn't here? What if I just wasn't here?
Why was you wanting to commit suicide?
You know, I can't remember. Oh. I can't remember what really led up to that. I can kind of go back and go, well, I know we were getting ready to do a big move. I had a brand new baby brother. But I don't know, you know, I can't remember any specific trauma. To induce that. But I can look back now and go, well, the enemy is always trying to win us. I look at my life now today, and I think, well, of course he was.
Yeah.
Of course he's been trying to to win me my whole life. And that wasn't the last time. When I was 18 years old, I suffered from severe depression and anxiety. My mom had gotten a divorce from my dad, who had raised me, and that set me into a depression and anxiety, feeling like she left us all. And I suffered through that for a long time. And then my best friend committed suicide when I was 19 years old. And left a huge hole in my heart. And I thought all I could ever think about was how selfish he was. And that was the time when I decided, because having grown up in an agnostic home, that was when I decided that there's no God. And so I decided on that day to become an atheist. And it wasn't just about wondering if there was a God or not. It was a decision that there wasn't. And lived that way for many years, very recklessly, with drugs and alcohol and promiscuity, and very recklessly with my life. I think I was 26 years old when I actually attempted suicide by taking a bottle of pills, and was not successful, not even close, actually. It was 28 years old that is the last time that I can ever remember thinking about suicide. And I've been reflecting on that a lot, of how did I overcome that? Because I was 28 years old, I still hadn't met Jesus. I still hadn't been saved. But it was the last time that I thought about suicide. And I remember at that age, what had significantly happened to me is that God was always with me. He's always working on me, right? He was always with me all of those times. And I think about that, and think of that people are going through things right now, and that, again, just hearing his word echo from this morning of, you're not a slave to your circumstances, and you need to stop being a victim to your feelings. Where we live in a world right now where everyone's all, you know, it's always about your feelings, and it's about your feelings. And sure, feelings are important and they're real, but more importantly, God gives us a choice, a gift of choice. Of how we can view those feelings and how we can navigate through those and walk through those. Are we going to choose to hold his hand?
Yeah.
Or are we going to choose to hold the devil's? And I think some of us are subconsciously choosing to hold the enemy's hand and saying, because we're believing in what the world, again, the prince of the world, tells us to believe.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of preaching today, and I'm sorry for that. But
we need that.
Someone needed to hear that.
People spend so much time reflecting back, and I haven't started reading prophecies yet, but I will.
We will.
But I believe we're ministering to somebody that needs some help, but they're always reflecting back. I mean, even I must confess that even this morning, Gene and I try to keep our coffee times very positive, very uplifting, talking about our day, but somehow I just kind of fell back into, Gene, you know, here we are in our 70s, and this month is 52 years of preaching. We don't even own our own home, and we could have made some financial decisions that would have been more profitable. We don't even have Social Security. What will we do in our old age? And you know how you can get into that mode?
Yeah.
huh?
Yeah.
And start saying what will happen to us? Who will take care of us? God, are you really there? Will you? You know, that happens to all of us, and we don't get so spiritual that we don't reflect back on those things that where we could have made some better decisions in life. But if we're not careful, Allison, we'll fall into that rut where that will become a sequence of events that we continue to relive, and that will throw us into a faithless, what I say, a faithless dimension of life, yeah, where we're not living that hope or faith. And what happens is our joy level goes down.
Yeah.
And our passion, yeah, for Christ, our passion for life goes down.
Yeah.
You know, the oil, the dipstick, we got our oil about half full.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have to realize, hey, when that happens, we need a rest, we need a refreshing, we need a personal revival, we need to reflect on the good things. And of course, Jean Gentry, for who she is, she said, Dale, think about what we have right now.
Yeah.
Think about what God has done in our lives and the ministry we have on radio. And she just began to put me back in proper order, proper sequence. You ever had anybody to readjust you like that? And so thank God for people around us are readjusting. So evidently we're speaking to people today.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we're speaking to somebody because we hadn't started reading prophecy, but yeah, we're prophesying.
Right. Well, and I think that, you know, it's interesting because God made us to worship.
Yeah.
Right? He created us to worship.
Yeah.
And it's in the pain, it's in the muck, in the mire, in the mud,
yeah,
right? That he wants us to worship him, to thank him,
yeah,
to come to him with true thanksgiving. Because think about this, is that when we cross over into eternity, there is no pain.
That's right.
There is no muck, there is no mire.
No.
And so the only opportunity that we have to worship him in pain and in that miserable place is here right now.
Yeah.
Think about that. It's interesting because I, you know, for some people, it's easy for them to find Jesus in those moments,
uh-huh,
in those pain, because they have nowhere else to go, nowhere else to lean on.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go to him, right? But then in the times of good, they're you know, well, I'm too busy because it's so good right now and I'm too busy.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. There are some people who that they find themselves constantly praising him when it is good, mm-hmm, because it's the glory to him. It's all his, right? And it's easy to do that. But when it's in the pain and I trust me, I know that there's some people who are out there like, you have no idea what my pain is. But what if because of eternity, in that pain, this is the opportunity for you to worship him, mm-hmm, and to come to him with, mm-hmm, true thanksgiving, mm-hmm, for the mess.
Yeah.
The mess that we create sometimes, that we create this huge, mm-hmm, mess, and he says, that's okay. We'll turn it into a message. That's,
yeah,
okay. We'll turn, yeah, it into a message. It will,
yeah,
be a testimony. And then through in this mess, if you can praise and worship me in this mess, then what we'll do after this is, and I hear this as a word, we will take this as an opportunity to go pull others out in their pain and thank in their Lord suffering.
Yeah. Father, Allison, Ruth, and I, we just set ourselves in agreement.
Yeah.
We pray for people that are listening on bpnradio.com. We pray for people that are watching on Facebook Live, Dale Gentry Facebook Live, or Dale W. Gentry Facebook Live. And we pray for you right now.
Yes.
I just don't believe we're speaking to the wind. I believe we're talking to,
yeah,
some people.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to give us some feedback if you're on Facebook Live.
Well,
are we talking to you? Are we saying something,
yeah,
that,
yeah,
we could fall into some type of dimension that we don't want to be in? Somebody needs to be around to pull us out.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That is so important to have a husband or a wife or be in a relationship with somebody that's going to pull you out of that mire, that muck, that negative attitude. And so we just pray for you today. if it's a suicidal thought, if it's a self-hate, I could have done it better, or I messed it up, if I could redo it. No, you got your life ahead of you. We pray for you right now and ask the Holy Spirit to touch your life. In Jesus' name, we bind any spirits of self-destruction or self-hate or even self-pity. Pity. Some of you are having a pity party. David said he brought me out of a horrible pit. He had a pity party. He said, I went down into the pit, and there was, I believe there was writings on the wall of that pit. And so you need to say, I'm getting out of this pit. Yeah. We bless you now. The best is yet to come, and I believe the Holy Ghost. You know, Allison, over the past 30-something years as a prophetic voice, I've never ministered to anyone where God said, you're a failure, you're not going to make it, you're a louse, you're stupid, you messed it up. God always has a good word for people. Right. Always, always, always.
But I do remember the first time I received a prophetic word, and I was very new to understanding this part of his ministry. And I thought that. I thought, oh, wow, what if he's going to reveal to me? Because, again, his word says I will reveal the future, right? He said it right here in that verse that I shared with you, the truth. And he wants to reveal the future to us. And I thought, oh, dear, what if he's going to show me, like, how I die and, you know, take me through this whole awful, like, no, that's not who he is.
That's right.
Right? He's so sweet, and he's so loving, and he wants to give us the hope of a better future, right? He wants to show us that. The future that he wants to show us is, and here's what, again, going back to that specific scripture, and I always, whenever I'm studying scripture, I try to make sure I hone in on, like, each and every word, right? Because sometimes it's the ands, and it's the buts, and it's thes, you know, that are the biggest words in the scripture, right? Is that because he didn't miss a word, right? He didn't fumble his words. He didn't miss a word, and so think of all truth. He didn't say just truth, all truth to be revealed to you, all truth. And so he wants to make it so clear. And sometimes we get a prophetic word, and we're like, well, that doesn't make sense. Well, it's not supposed to make sense to man, right? Mm-hmm. It's supposed to make sense as you walk with him and as he reveals to you. I think that, you know, if he revealed it all to us, we wouldn't be able to handle it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Sometimes, and I like what you said, because sometimes people receive a prophetic word and they say, how does that apply to me right now?
Yeah.
Well, it might not be a now word. It could be a future word, but there's an application there. And the Holy Spirit, as you pray about it, he will enlarge and expand that. I have something I'm going to read. I'm going to run get it. Ruth Gentry is going to come, and she's going to give a shout out to some people. Oh, I'll be right back.
Those of you that have been leaving your names and prayer requests.
Well, we have, I'm going to give a shout out to some, just blessings over Romy and blessings over Michelle and blessings over Cynthia and blessings over Susie. And I speak blessings over Frank, and I speak blessings over Jennifer and Annie and Russell and Bianca and Suzanne and all those that are joining us on Breakout Prayer Network and on the radio, on Facebook Live. I just want to remind everybody that if you're listening today, the first section already of this program has been so powerful. We've gotten so many great comments on Facebook Live. Don't forget, I'm on the email breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. If you're listening and you'd like to send in your name and your city and state for a prophetic word, we will put that on our list and pray over you. And I mean, obviously it's just been a great corporate word that we've already received this morning. So I just, I encourage you that if this has encouraged you, to share this with your friends, and it will be replayed today at 2, 5, and 10. And then for future, it'll be on our website on a podcast. And that would be Tuesday Prophetic and this date, June the 19th. So, okay. He's back. He's got something to read to you. So bless you.
I do have some prophetic words. I've been I've been up last night, early this morning, and I'm going to give some prophetic words, and Allison can join in. But I've carried this plaque for I don't know how many years I've had it, and I like to read it from time to time. There are some of you I just believe going through some struggles today. I want to read this little plaque called Don't Quit. I believe it's a good message for you. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is strange with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt, and you can never tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the light. Stick to the fight when you're hardest hit. It's when things seem worst that you must not quit. So,
that's good.
You can't quit, right? You cannot quit. We have some prophetic words we're going to give here. I think we've been prophesying for a while, not calling anybody's name. Jeremy A.B. from Salt Lake City, Utah. I hear that God is, that you are a master of so many things. You are a master person, master's degree, a master teacher, a master technician. You are a master, and I bless you. And Heather from Tulare, California, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying there have been many incidents in your life that have caused you to want to quit. But the motto says, don't quit. Jeremy, we bless you, and Heather, we bless you. And our friend Virginia Gorman from Gonzales, Louisiana, I see you writing several books that your husband, Marvin Gorman, had in his heart to write but never had the time. I also see you writing a biography of the life of your husband, telling his stories from a different perspective. And, of course, your husband, Marvin Gorman, was one of the mentors in my life, particularly in the early days of my preaching. A year after I started the ministry, I heard him preach, and I thought I'd never heard a guy preach like this man preached. He's gone to heaven now, but he's been on BPNradio.com several times. Virginia, I bless you. There's still much work to do. And Jackie K. from Boynton Beach, Florida, hear the Holy Spirit saying, there's a new beginning for you. It's time for a restart, a new beginning, the dawning of a new day. Allison, you can just jump in anytime you want to. Here's one for Herschel C., a longtime friend of mine. A young man used to be in the church that I pastored many years ago in Rush Springs, Oklahoma. You remember that, Ruth. Mm-hmm. And Herschel's from Duncan. He said, and I say over you, Herschel, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that your online Bible studies with disabled and disadvantaged people is going to result in a very fulfilling life and ministry in days to come. You're a great source of encouragement as well as a father figure to those that are disadvantaged and disabled. Why don't you say a word for Herschel?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I immediately got a word dropped in my spirit, Herschel, that he's given you the gift of healer. You have a healing anointing on you. And I just immediately saw you in these Bible studies, in these rooms full of people, and being able to lay your hands on them and just offer this gift that the Holy Spirit works through you. It's not a gift in your own power, in your own might. This is a gift the Holy Spirit works through you. A gift of healing, a gift of release. I see you laying your hands and people just being released. Thank you, Jesus, for this. Yes. Being released, I see that I see you laying hands, yes, and helping people get free.
Yes.
Free from afflictions, free from things that have been binding them down, helping them become free, and that's the healing anointing I hear that that it's thank you, Jesus, that it's a spiritual healing when you lay your hands on these people, a spiritual healing that will work through you. They will feel Holy Spirit come through your hands.
Yes.
Their bodies will heat up. They will feel Holy Spirit come upon them, and they will feel the release. I hear that word over and over again in my spirit. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Release. Release.
Yeah.
You're offering a gift of release.
Yes, Herschel. Amen. Mm-hmm. We bless you, Herschel, mighty man of God. Mm-hmm. We bless you in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. And over Jocelyn Jocelyn B. From Orlando, Florida. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't cast your pearls before swine. It's time for a new audience, a new season, a new presentation. It's time for a makeover. You've been doing the same thing for a while. It's time for a new thing, a day of adventure in your life. And Stephanie W. from Chesapeake, Virginia. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say that you have a great gift of communication. A special assignment will come your way one day in Canada. I hear you singing that song that I've heard many events, Oh Canada. I don't know the words of that song, but I ministered many times in Canada. I just believe there's a strong Canadian connection with you, and don't allow anyone else to steal your dreams. So we bless you there. Stephanie, in Jesus' name, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Also, go ahead.
Can I add for Jocelyn's? Because Jocelyn, I heard that, again, the Holy Spirit a lot of times shows me pictures, and I saw a woman standing in front of a mirror, and she has she had a big heavy coat on, like a winter coat, and I saw Holy Spirit having this woman take off this big heavy coat that she'd been wearing. It's just and I hear, thank you Jesus, I hear him saying that you've put on so much responsibility, and that's what that heavy coat is kind of like. Yes, thank you, Jesus. That how a winter coat can be heavy and it can be bulky and it can start to consume and hide what's underneath. And I just hear him saying it's time to look at yourself in the mirror and start and take off that coat. The responsibilities that were never really yours to put on in the first place. Yeah. It's time to take those off so that you can walk into a new season. Just like winter has turned into spring and spring into summer. I hear him saying you don't need this coat of responsibility anymore. These are not yours to carry. And thank you, Jesus. And I hear him saying, because it's awfully hot in the summertime, in this new season, wearing your winter coat. And I bless you, Jocelyn, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Yes, we do. I want us to pray, Allison, for Rosemary McWilliams.
Yes.
Who's a part of Breakout Radio Church. And she's been a part of our lives now for several years. She's written this manual that I use that I've given to a lot of my friends called Intercessory Prayer Journal by R.K. McWilliams. And I would recommend this. You know, some people say, well, I keep my prayers on my iPhone, my iPad, on my computer. That's fine. There's no problem. I used to do that, but I like a hard copy because sometimes things can get erased or what have you. So I've used I bought about 30 of these, and I encourage I'm not getting any percentage on this, but I would encourage anybody to buy the Intercessory Prayer Journal by R.K. McWilliams. And I have so many, many people's names here. Wow. Look at all these names I have.
Yeah.
Allison, and I've got your name. I've got you and Ian and your children. I've got all these names. Ruth, I've got your name here. I've got and it's a wonderful prayer journal. You get this through Amazon. Just go to Amazon, R.K. McWilliams. And Rosemary and her husband Mark, they're in transition. I want us to pray for Rosemary, wonderful prayer leader. They've moved from Arizona to East Texas, and there's some things that's not quite working out. Mm. You know, transitions are pretty difficult.
Yeah, right.
Y'all moved to Austin, Texas a few years ago, and you struggled for about 6 months before you moved to another place. Mm-hmm. Then God put you right on our block. Mm-hmm. But we might just pray for Rosemary and anybody today that's going through a transition, your job, your move. You know, it may be your marriage, maybe a new business. Transitions can be very, very difficult. Mm-hmm. I just feel that it would be good if we would address the pray for Rosemary and anybody that may be going through a transition time.
Yeah, absolutely. Father God, I just I want to lift up right now our friend and sister Rosemary and her husband and just lift them up.
Yes,
lift
Lord.
Up their transition. And God, I just... You know, sometimes when we have such great faith, like you were saying, Papa, that we all go into that place where it's easy to question, right? And I just pray that if you're in that space where you're questioning, that you just dive deeper with Him, and trust that when you're following His path, that his path will continue to be laid before us.
Yes.
That he doesn't just stop it. Right. It, you know, sometimes, yes, we come amongst roadblocks, and that those roadblocks are just, you know, we can look at them as opposition or we can look at them as opportunity. Uh-huh. And, you know, and just trusting him that if there's a roadblock there, is it a roadblock in which he wants us to turn and go the other direction? Or is it a roadblock that he says, no, bust through this where others haven't traveled? You will. But just trusting and leaning into him that he always has our better future.
Yes.
In mind. Yeah. And I just want to lift each and every one of you up who are in transition.
Yes.
Transition is meant to be it's meant to be. I hear him saying it's meant to be like a windy road, right? That he makes all of our paths straight, but a transition can kind of seem like I thought the path was supposed to be straight, God, but it's seeming awfully windy right now. And I just hear him saying, "Yeah, from a 30,000 foot view, it's still straight, right? But what's before you might seem windy because he needs you to go through some things, right? He's not asking you to continue to travel around the same mountain over and over and over again." Okay, thank you, Jesus. He says, or maybe I am, because there's some things that you need to learn through this transition. And when you learn most, you learn through failure, right? We don't learn through our successes the same way that we learn through failure. And so I just hear him saying, some of you who have fallen down and you're in failure, he's saying, get back up again, try again, do it again, but this time do it the way that he shows you, not on your own might, not on the way that you thought it was going to look. And I just bless each and every one of you who are in that place right now, that right now I just call for you to get up, get back up, get back up, get back on your feet. We thank you, Jesus, for that. We thank you that I just see Jesus right now. There's some of you where you're like, you've fallen down, you're on your bottom. You just put your hands out, and he's putting his hands right underneath, underneath the armpits, right?
Yes.
And he's lifting you back up, giving you a little swat on the bottom, just as we would with a toddler that who's learning to walk again. Get back up. Here I go with my hands. just get back up, back up. And I just bless you in
Jesus' name.
And I bless the path that God has laid before you. I bless the beautiful future that God has for you.
Yes.
I bless the people who are assigned to you because of this transition.
That's right.
Oh, how beautiful it is when we walk in obedience in places that are unknown and foreign to us because of the people that God wishes for us to touch, for he wishes for us to speak into. He wishes for us to wrap our arms around and love on them. And show them a love maybe that they've never known before. And again, how I had that prayer today of to walk into the home that is his. And them to say, I've never felt this presence before. What is this?
That's good.
And I bless you
in Jesus' name. Ruth, why don't you come? I want you to lead us in prayer. I know we're doing a lot of praying, but we're doing prophetic prayers, all right?
Yeah.
Lead us in a prayer about people that are afraid to make a transition. Oh. There's some people that are so afraid to make a move. And I know that you and your husband, Rick, my son, Rick, y'all have made some transitions when it takes a step of faith. But there's some people that are absolutely petrified to leave a certain job or leave a certain home or leave a certain town or city. And because there's a lot involved, I just feel there's people that are so unfulfilled, so unhappy where they're at, but they say, I'm just afraid. I'm afraid. And I just feel that if you could pray for these people right now, whatever the Holy Spirit is speaking to you about that, I'll just join you.
Okay. I actually am going to read a little something that when I was in my prayer time this morning, I happened to read. And I think it would go hand in hand that we don't forgive ourselves. We tend to not forgive ourselves. So, and you're walking in that transition, you're either not forgiving yourself for maybe why you have to go to the transition. And we get caught up in it being ourself. I know in one of my transitions, I had a hard time forgiving the situation and the circumstances. I literally was like, because I was a mama, you know, with four babies during the transition. So it was a very difficult transition because I was uprooting my family. We were changing jobs. We were changing churches. We were changing youth groups. We were changing schools. And so for six people.
Yeah.
And so I had a hard time walking through forgiving
as if I had done something wrong and letting go and letting God do it. And I remember during that particular transition for Rick and I we had lots of opportunities, which was great. Rick always says options are great, but we were in such a confused state and we were at such a heavy heart, again, because we were looking at it not just as a job transition and a geographical transition. We were really looking at it as a family transition and what were our kids going to do. So we really poured out of like, well, okay, we had a great church. We had a great youth group for our kids. We had a great children's program. We had a good Christian school. We had, so it didn't in the natural, it didn't understand why we were going through that transition. Uh-huh. And so I had to really walk in a place of forgiving so many people, including myself. Because I started putting blame on others of why I had to go through this transition and why I had my kids had to go through this transition. Mm-hmm. And had I not submitted and stepped back, and I'm not saying it was easy. It was extremely difficult. If any of you know me personally, you know me stepping back is really difficult because I like to, you know, very hands-on. You know, some people would say I'm controlling, but only with God's control. But, and I walk in that every day going, okay, is this God's plan or is this Ruth's plan?
Yeah.
But seriously, I really had to walk in a lot of forgiveness to even get to that place. But I did submit to my husband, and he said, I don't understand it all, and we certainly didn't in the natural, but I know our season is finished. This other season is finished, and we're going to walk in a new season. We even, which was really, really difficult, knew that we were going to be in a transition season. And if you've gone through a transition season, it is so not fun. You hear the, you know, the valleys and the hills, and so it was. Yeah. It's a valley. It's deep. Yeah. It's dark. Yeah. And so for 2 years, we were in a really tough transition season. But through that transition season, God birthed a ministry that my husband and I have working with young people. He moved us to Austin, Texas. He, all four of our children are serving in different capacities of ministry. They're now, well, the baby's going to be a senior in high school, but basically they're all adult children. And so they all will say today, if they had not walked through that transition, they would not be where they are now. So the number one thing I want to say is, if you're in that transition, you only have one choice, is to walk through it listening to God. And even though in the flesh we're all stirred up about it because, you know, we're parents or we're good employees and we're like, well, what? We have to remember we just have to trust God. And even in stress, God gives us peace. I used to say there's good stress and there's bad stress, or there's God's stress, mm-hmm. because it is going to still be stressful. In the natural, there's things we have to work through, you know. But if you just give it to the Lord. And so sometimes, and I wasn't always there. I was not giving it to the Lord. I was trying to fix it. I even went to places of trying to stay where I knew I shouldn't stay. And so finally, when I was able to forgive myself, so this sweet little poem I read this morning, and it just kept stirring on me. So when you ran and got your dope quick quit plaque, I ran and got my book. So if I've wounded any soul today, if I have caused one foot to go astray, if I have walked in my own willful way, dear Lord, forgive. If I have uttered idle words or vain, if I have turned aside from what want or pain, least I myself shall suffer through the strain, dear Lord, forgive. Forgive the sins I have confessed to Thee. Forgive the secret sins I do not see. O guide me, love me, and keep me, dear Lord. Amen. I want to read this line again. Forgive the secret sins I do not see. And I didn't see that it was a sin for me not to submit. I mean, I know it's a sin not to submit, but I did not see, because I was so caught up in protecting my children, protecting my husband, protecting what we had, that I didn't go to the next place of what we could be. And so I didn't even see that at that time. So I just pray that right now, if you're just struggling with any transition, I just pray that a secret sin, a sin that you do not even see, you're not intentionally sinning, you're not intentionally not submitting, you're not intentionally holding back, but there is something stirring in you. So I just speak a release. I speak that you give everything and everyone, they're God's children, they're not your children anyway. That's God's husband, it's God's marriage, it's God's business. So just give it back to Him, and He will direct you, He will guide you, and He will lead you in every way. And there's no other way you want to do it anyway than without God.
So just give it over to God. And if you've not forgiven yourself, today is the day to forgive yourself. He's already forgiven you. So any of the secret sins, even the ones you are not aware of, just lay it on the cross. Give it to Him. And I just pray for a peace. I pray for direction. I pray for divine appointments. Mm-hmm. I pray for everything that you're going through in transition. If it's a physical move, that the moving trucks line up. Yes. If it's a new job, that the you get a bonus when you walk in. If it's a transition for your kids, it's the best school they've ever been to with a Christian teacher. Mm-hmm. I just pray whatever that detail is that is holding you back to release it to God will be taken over. He's in your He's in your corner. He's going to direct your path. He's going to take you on the other side. And when you submit to Him, and I'm, hear me, when you submit to Him 150%, everything, give it to Him, He is going to direct you and guide you. So I just pray that that peace over you. And then, and the other side, you might even go through a transition, but that transition is going to get you a bad transition, a heavy transition, a stressful transition. That's okay, because He's going to be holding you up. Yeah. He's going to be carrying you through that. And that transition is going to get you to the next place. And that next place is going to be so amazing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm. Wait just a minute. Come here, Ruth.
Yes.
I want to tell everybody that I met Ruth when she was 13 years old. I went to see her daddy. Her mom and dad and her were attending the church that we were pastoring in Oklahoma City. And Ruth was there, 13 years old, beautiful young lady. And she was outside. I remember she was outside of the room in the hall. I introduced myself, and I went home and told my son. I said, "Son, I met this young lady named Ruth, Ruth Fonville, and what a beautiful young lady. You got to meet her." He did. And now you know the rest of the story. You're a wonderful, daughter-in-law, but more so, you're a wonderful daughter, and I love you.
I love you,
so
too.
So very, very much. And I have my beautiful spiritual daughter. Somebody said, why do you have two women? Because I believe that God is releasing women in ministry. I just believe that with all of my heart. I want to encourage all you ladies, because at 10 o'clock in the morning when we broadcast live, it's mostly women, and I just want to encourage you. We need women preachers. We need women, even need women pastors. I know there's some denominations or church groups that don't believe in women pastors. Do you? I do. I do. Yeah. I believe that a woman can lead a church submissive to her husband or submissive to leadership. Women prophets, women teachers. And I just want to speak a release over you women out there, that you have a call, you have a gift, you have an anointing.
Yeah.
And, you know, just go for it. Just go for it. Mm-hmm. And Allison, these are good days, aren't they?
That's so good. And I actually got a word this morning. I believe her name is Nana.
Nana. Nana from
And
New York.
That was actually the word that I got for her this morning was he said, "You are a preacher." That He has put that in you. He has given that gift to you. You are a preacher, but you have been standing in an arena where you are waiting for a man to promote you. You're waiting for someone to give you permission. Uh-huh. And God said, God just said it really clear. Stop waiting for permission to be given to you. Permission has actually already been given to you, but you're waiting for it in the wrong place. Uh-huh. You're waiting for it in the wrong place. The doors have already been open for you to preach. You've got to go look for those doors. They're open doors. They're already open. You don't have to wait for permission. Permission has already been given to you, but it is not in the place in which you are seeking. The place in which you are seeking, you are waiting for approval of man, and it's not going to be given to you, because that's not who the approval is supposed to be from. And I bless you in Jesus' name. It's so good that you said that. So that was the word that I got from her. I was over there. You probably heard me. I was praying in the spirit.
All right.
Because when Ruth was talking, and just immediately she said something, and my spirit went crazy. I love the way the Holy Spirit works. And Papa, last time we were together, he was like, "You almost knocked me out," because when he comes over me, I feel him like in every sense of my being.
Yeah.
And so I was over there, and she said something, and my spirit just jumped when she said, "Submit." I submitted to my husband, and there's someone right now who Holy Spirit was very clear that you are in a space where there's trouble in your marriage, there's trouble in your finances, there's trouble in your home, It seems like there's trouble all around you. And it, this is very specific for a woman who she's the breadwinner of the family. And so then therefore she believes she's been given permission, to run the household. And I just heard Holy Spirit say that's where the trouble is coming from, that he was very clear in his word that it is that wives, you are to submit to your husband. Yes, he may have made you, the breadwinner, the one who brings in more income, but that does not mean that you are the head of the house. He did not make you the head of the house. Your husband is the head of the house. It is time for you to submit and start respecting him. He has been in a position where he has felt disrespected, where he has felt controlled and belittled, and things are shaken up in your household. They're shaken up in your marriage. They're shaken up in your finances. Things just can't seem to get straight because you're not submitting to his authority, to him being the head of the household. And again, here's what it is that understand that Holy Spirit will always speak to you in words of edification and comfort. Right. Mm-hmm. And understanding that whoever that is right now, that there's actually a comfort that's coming over to you because it's an answer to a prayer that you've been not understanding, where you can now look at it through an understanding and going, oh, that's it. It's so simple. The answer is so simple of being able to come back to a place where you submit. And I hear of all of these marriages that are just going awry. And I hear God saying, I gave you clear instructions. I mean, go to Ephesians 5, mm-hmm. right? You don't have to look at all these different marriage manuals that are written out there that he's got a manual that he's already written for us. Uh-huh. And it's right there in Ephesians 5. And in fact, if you want great business advice, go to Ephesians again, right? Like, it's there. It's in his word. And I know that there's some of you who that word wasn't for you. And so that seems like a tough word. But the person who that word was for is actually feeling a great comfort right now and going, okay, God, thank you. You've finally shown me how to fix this. It's all out of order because we're out of order.
That's a good word. That's kind of a tough word. Mm-hmm. But he said, you know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Yeah.
So we just say amen, mm-hmm. amen, and amen to that word mm-hmm. from the Lord. You're listening to BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. It's good to have
that. I just want to jump in.
All right. Ruth Gentry, our station manager, is going to jump right in here. So here we go.
Well, it's what Allison was just saying, and the power of that word, and I just want to kind of add something to that, is being out of order. And so, again, we've got the greatest right here of just keeping things in order. And it's difficult. I know in that one situation, it helps me to know or understand. So it would be difficult if this, you know, wife was bringing in more money and this wife was really the financial, you know, lead. But again, if you've got to balance all that out and submit because the husband, the man, is the head of the household. Mm-hmm. And sometimes my kids, I'm going to go back to a little mom story, but sometimes my kids have been in a situation that maybe they didn't agree with their teacher at school, or maybe one of my kids didn't agree with their boss at work. And I said, even if you don't agree or you don't understand, whatever you do, you go back to this word and you mm-hmm. respect the authority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if we just can get that, and so, and I am going to throw out a little plug for Love and Respect. That teaching of love and respect is a great book. And to just understand that you have to understand the power of respecting the authority, mm-hmm. respecting your pastor, respecting our prophet, respecting your husband, respecting, you know, your school teacher, your boss, because you might not always agree or understand, but just respecting the authority.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to throw that.
That's very good. Mm-hmm. I like that, Ruth Gentry. That's a very, very good word. And, you know, you're talking about husbands. Over the years, I've taught the three basic needs of a wife, the three basic needs of a husband. And the basic need, the number one basic need of a husband is affirmation. Mm-hmm. He needs to know that he is some type of value. He needs to know that he is sufficient. He needs to know how great he is. Mm-hmm. He needs to know how wonderful he is. affirmation is so very, very important. And I want to affirm, it's a great word, Ruth. I want to affirm Mitch McLaughlin. He's a youth pastor in Altus. Mm. And I just see, Mitch, I see the power gifts operating in you. It's time for you to step forward, expose the Holy Spirit to a generation that is searching and can't seem to find. Searching. I see you preaching actually in stadiums of the world.
So
I'm going to give a few prophecies, and then if Allison wants to give a follow-up on any of these. Sarah T. from Bognor, West Sussex, England. I see you leading him. Have you ministered in England?
I've only been to Mexico outside of the United States.
Yeah, you're a minister in England. I prophesy.
I receive it.
I see you leading a major ministry, Sarah, in the United Kingdom, including England and Ireland. Major doors opening for you. Your leadership as well in Germany. Mm. You're a leader. You need to, the Bible said when leaders lead. Patricia G. from Young Harris, Georgia. A pleasant surprise on the horizon for you, an opportunity, an invitation coming your way that you least suspected. Don't hesitate. I'm just reading words that I wrote down last night or this morning for some people. Tamala B. from Kingwood, Texas. Broken promises, even from those you trusted most, have evolved into a season of wondering who you can really trust.
Mm.
This is a rebuilding season of your life, including rebuilding relationships. That's so important. Penny H. from Woodward, Louisiana. It's not too late. Quit rehearsing those lost opportunities and seize old opportunities that are coming around again. Lost and found season in your life. And Robbie O. from Dublin, Ireland. Appreciate all those that are watching from Ireland. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are delivering people from destructive habits and strongholds, setting them free by the dozens. Vonda M. from Portland, Oregon. I pray for your heart, Vonda. You say your heart hurts today. I'm going to have Allison to pray for you. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must not allow yourself to be so vulnerable to those who continually want to take advantage of you.
Mm.
People pleaser, that you must be set free from inordinate soul ties with individuals who have taken advantage of your mercy gift over and over again. Someone is waiting to help you get free so that you can live a guilt-free life. It's time you made up for lost time. So I believe the next 10 years of your journey can be the most productive if you are willing to take that step out of those controlling spirits and that pain in your heart.
That's good.
Why don't you pray for Vonda right now?
Yeah. Father God, I just I lift up our friend Vonda. Thank you, Father, for the calling that you have on her life. For the ministry that you have set upon her heart, God. God, thank you that she has a gift of empathy, God, a gift of empathy. And I just, I break off any attacks of the enemy to attack this gift that you have given her, God, this gift of empathy that the devil tries to keep attacking, Vonda. I just hear him saying the devil keeps attacking it, because it's a gift that you have. You have an empathetic gift, meaning that when people come to you, you feel what they are feeling. And I just pray that God continue to give you the strength to hold this gift, but to not hold on to each of those as the enemy wishes for you to. And I just thank you, Jesus. I just hear him saying right now, because there's a difference. The empathetic gift that he's given you is a gift of understanding and ministering to, whereas the enemy wants to try to attack that and have you take on all of these feelings and feeling burdened and overcome with so many different feelings. And I heard that word come up again in my spirit, Vonda, as Pastor Dale was praying and prophesying over you, that just break off any spirit of being a victim of your feelings, a victim of those feelings, and a slave to your circumstances. And I just, I want to bless you right now in Jesus' name. And I hear Holy Spirit saying right now that he's been giving you some dreams lately. There's been some dreams where people from your past have visited you in these dreams, and they're they're literally just, there's really nothing attached to these dreams other than you wake up and you go, why was I thinking about that person? And I just hear Holy Spirit saying very clearly that he's been showing you these people in these dreams, because there's very specifically people who you need to address these soul ties with. There's soul ties that you have with these people that he's been showing you very intentionally in your dreams, that you need to break off these soul ties. You need to address the strongholds, yes, that have been that you've been believing in. And again, remember those soul ties. When we exchange, when we have that exchange with someone, yeah, we take on some of the demons that were already possessing them. And they may lay dormant. They may lay dormant, but they're lying in there until we break free, break those chains in Jesus' name of those soul ties. And we release those soul ties. Yeah. We speak those out. We release those. Right. And I just pray that over you right now, Vonda. He's been very clear, and I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless you in Jesus' name.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And amen. I just want to give a few words of people that are watching today on Facebook Live. Those are listening on bpnradio.com. Mm-hmm. Jennifer L., West Palm Beach, Florida. I bless you right now, mm-hmm, in Jesus' name. You know, Satan will try to magnify your problem. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say. Satan will try to magnify your problem, but you must not allow that magnification to take place. I declare what seems so major to you right now is only a bump in the road. Jennifer, they're in West Palm Beach, Florida. Mm-hmm. I bless you in Jesus' mm-hmm name. And Annie, they're in Vancouver, Washington. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are coming to a place where you're going to be able to make a decision that is not going to be, you know, it's been like you've been, this decision you're trying to make has been tabled over and over again. I declare you're going to be able to make that decision in Jesus' name. They're in Vancouver, mm-hmm, Washington. Mm-hmm. I bless you. Kara from Alaska, in the name of the Lord, mm, I declare in Jesus' name that there's someone that you've been in a relationship with for a long time, and Satan is doing everything he can,
yes,
to break and destroy that relationship. You know, it takes sometimes years to build a relationship, but only a few moments, a few hours for that relationship to be broken. I know how painful that can be. I've experienced that. David experienced that. Mm-hmm. He said, the one that ate with me at my table, the one that I had fellowship with, there's a broken relationship, but I believe that you're going to have to stand, Kara, for that relationship in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Bianca, mm-hmm, Oklahoma City, I bless you. You have this great passion in your heart, and you see other people doing certain things, mm-hmm, and you say, if I could only do that, I believe that I could do that. Yes. And I believe the Holy Spirit is saying, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Renee B. from Rain, Louisiana. Mm. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he is personally endorsing you today.
Yeah.
There's sometimes that you get left. Have you ever been to a place where other people are being endorsed and expressed appreciation is being given, and they calling other people's names and they never call your name? Mm-hmm. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Renee, today they're in Rain, Louisiana, that God is calling your name and he is giving you expressed appreciation of the wonderful job that you are doing. Mm. And I bless you right now. Danette C. from Weatherford, Texas. You have this wonderful gift in this treasure. And sometimes you feel like your treasure has been hidden, but God wants this treasure to be exposed. In Jesus' name, I bless you. And Mona G. from West Palm Beach, Florida, I bless you now. You have this wonderful gift of speaking. You're so anointed, but it seems like that opportunity will not come around. But I like what Allison said. There is an open door, but you have to go to that open door. I mean, God is not going to push you through the open door. It's open. You got to go through it, right?
Right.
Got to go through that door. Which is so very, very important. And Gary H. from Columbus. We have so many here. Gary H. from Columbus, Ohio. We hear the Holy Spirit saying that he's opening major doors for your scientific explorations, breakthroughs in many areas of scientific studies that will bring major results and major financial benefits. Your gift as an instructor is Immeasurable. Suzanne Q from Delray HB, Florida. I got so many people. I guess because Gene and I have spent so much time in Florida, and what a beautiful place it is. Suzanne, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have a special ministry to those who are in hiding. Those who have even moved away from their normal environment, changed their names, those who have lost their identity, have taken on the identity of others. I never received a prophetic work like this before.
Wow.
They've taken on the identity of others, even to the point of using other people's driver's licenses, social security numbers, people that have absolutely no identity. No identity. Mm-hmm. Even people that have changed their last names. I prayed over a man several years ago. His father was a very famous prophet, and he would not even use his father's last name.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on there? Mm-hmm. Did you have a word on that?
Yes, thank you, Jesus. We thank you for that. And I just thank you, Lord, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that each and every one of my children matters. Each and every one of my children has been set here for such a time as this. The time, the place, the very place that you are at is for such a time as this. And I just hear him saying that if all my children would just understand that they are not lost, that again, the prince of this world would have you wander. But that is not God's plan for you. And I hear him saying that, thank you, Jesus. I hear and see him going after the lost sheep, going after the one, continuing to go after the one, because every one matters. Every one matters. Yeah. That you are a child of a king. And that to break off any spirit that is put upon you of shame, of guilt, of who you are, of what you've done. And I just, again, it's thank you, Jesus. I hear God saying that in his word, he tells us that when the Spirit comes upon you, that you will receive the righteousness, right? The righteousness. Now, it will not be your own righteousness. It will be the righteousness of the Holy Spirit of God, right? Yeah. And that that you cannot stand in fear and guilt and shame in that, and also stand in the same righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
I have people who ask me all the time, how are you able to share your testimony of you know, everything that I have done, that again, that the devil would love for me to believe is so shameful and have so much guilt upon it. And yes, there was times where I would look at those times and I couldn't even think about them without getting ill. Physically ill is how I would feel. And then one day God's grace came over me and his righteousness of you have been made righteous through me. And all of those sins, you've been redeemed.
Yeah.
You've been redeemed, and using those not so that someone can go, oh wow, those look like fun, crazy times that you speak of back then, but so that they can see my life now as a testimony of his glory and his grace and his mercy, but most importantly, his righteousness and his redemption, that it can come upon any of us. And I hear him saying that that's how some of his lost children are feeling, that they're so wrapped up in the guilt and the shame that they're unable to receive his redemption and his righteousness through his grace.
Mm-hmm. But do you find, Allison, do you find that, because I know you're very transparent. I admire that about you, that you would stand and be so transparent about what God has done in your life. But that is, there's a lot of freedom, I believe, that comes through transparency, right?
Absolutely. I think that for me, people say, how are you so transparent? And I say, well, it's come to a point now where God has continued daily to do such a work in me. And again, that I feel like now I don't know any other way, because if I don't be transparent, it's as if I'm trying to adapt some of the guilt and the shame that that he's already washed clean.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. I was praying the other day because there was someone who I was feeling like in her presence that I always needed to call out, like, how wrong this person was.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a judgment feeling that kept coming over me, and and I didn't like it. I knew that it was wrong, but yet the feeling kept coming, and I just kept praying, God, help me walk through this. Help me understand. Help me be free of this.
Mm-hmm.
And through deliberate, again, it's deliberate work that we must do.
Mm-hmm.
That again, it's not this magic genie in a bottle of, oh God, please, this, I wish for you to take this away. No, God, I'm going to trust that through my deliberate obedience and walking through this and being transparent. He already knows the depths of our hearts, but I've got to speak those out to him so that those, like you said, those secret sins that I, you know, and it was one day I was Ruth gets this. I was vacuuming. Because Ruth and I both vacuum a lot. I was vacuuming, and he said to me, try. Go ahead and try. He wanted me to test going back to that place where I felt that judgment of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't. I just had such joy. And the joy that I had and the love that I had for, again, he doesn't just call us to love the people that it's easy. He calls us to love the people that it's hard. And I believe that person was a test in my life that was going to continue to show up. Different people, but the same test was going to continue to show up until I learned how to have joy and to love this person. Now, loving didn't mean that I accepted them and what they were doing in their sin, but that I loved them because they were one of the lost.
Mm-hmm.
They were one of his children. And just, I couldn't, it was so cool because he's like, just test it. Go ahead and test it out. And I just sat there and I smiled and I thought, I can't even make myself go to this place anymore.
Wow.
Because of what he did through me. But again, through the action and the obedience that I had to take to be faithful, that through my prayers, that would eventually be taken off of me. And just how faithful he is in that.
He is. So we pray for those of you that may have lost your identity. Maybe you just don't have an identity. That's why you're trying to take on somebody else's identity. You know, sometimes even parents try to relive their childhood, their teen years, through their children because they didn't have a very good identity. And so I just pray for you right now. We bless you in Jesus' name. And thank you for your transparency, Allison. We want to bless Roma M. from Lake Charles, Louisiana. Susie C. from Oklahoma City. We bless you right now. And we bless you, Michael A. from Oklahoma City. We bless you, Cynthia M., from Port Arthur, Texas, Frank M. from Oklahoma City, David D. from Modesto, California, Maria V. and George V. from Miami, Florida. You guys have a definite ministry. You have a definite ministry, and it's not something that is as a variable. You know exactly what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, and God is directing your steps. Michelle, I bless you from Port Arthur, Texas. I bless you, Haley, from Opelousas, Louisiana. I bless you, Loreen N., not sure where you're from. Marianne M. from Grand Junction, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Sonia J. from Houston, Texas. Katrina I. from Dayton, Texas. You've had a series of disappointments that's led you to a dead-end road, but into a marvel that you think has led to a dead-end road, but into marvelous relationships. They're going to bring major happiness. Beryl E., I bless you. D.F. from Clendenin, West Virginia, I bless you. Wow. We're about to run out of time. There may be some people that want to. Ruth, you want to tell the people how they can give today? We want to receive an offering today. And maybe while she's coming, if someone doesn't have a church, they could become a member of Breakout Radio Church.
Mm-hmm.
We have church every Sunday morning. We're a church without walls. We're a house of prayer for all nations. Y'all two can share a little bit.
And I just have to share something that's been in my spirit all morning. And I believe that there's it's God works so intricately, and he has such a beautiful, intricate plan. And I'm believing today that there's a reason why this ministry attracts women. And I'm believing that there's many women out there who are feeling called to preach. This is just God downloading in my spirit that there's an open door that has been given to so many of those, but because you're not sure what it looks like through the open door, that you have chosen not to walk in. Like, you're standing in front of the open door, but you're like, I don't know what, it's really dark in there, so I don't know where I step going through this door. I see it, God. I see it standing right before me, but I don't know. And then, of course, the devil swoops in and tries to overcome you with fear of, thank you, Jesus. I hear that many of you are not stepping in because of unworthiness, of the feeling of unworthiness, that you can't step in. And I just, we have an opportunity, that Pastor Dale has put out there, that he'd like to open up Preaching Sunday.
Yeah.
Those of you who may already be preaching, but those of you who feel the call to preach, and that's who God's got me speaking to right now. Those of you who, again, you're standing in front of this open door, this availability for Preaching Sunday here at BPN Radio, but because you're not sure what that looks like, the devil swooped in. He's tried to overcome you with the thoughts of unworthiness. Like, how can I do this? And I just break that off of you right now, because I hear some of you saying, I'm not Dale, I'm not Ruth, I'm not Allison, I'm not Callie, I'm not Cindy, I'm not Rhonda, you're whoever it is that you're, and God's saying, yep, you sure aren't. Nope, you sure aren't. I made you, and it's just like major download right now, but he's calling you out right now. And if that's you, if that's in your spirit and that's stirring, I just want to encourage you to reach out right now, to reach out and to let us know that I don't know what this looks like, but yes. My answer is yes. I'm saying yes to the call. Yeah. I'm saying yes to step out right now. I'm saying yes to preaching his word. I'm saying yes to reaching the audience that I am assigned to. I say yes right now. And if that's you, we want to hear from you, whether you leave a note on Facebook, whether you send a message to us, that Ruth will give you the email address. However it is, if that's you and that's stirring in your spirit, we want to pray with you about that. We want to talk to you about that, and we want to help you answer the call.
Very good.
I love Allison. I mean, she is so anointed, and as we are seeing some comments and on Facebook, and thank you guys for always sharing all that. If you're just now joining us on bpnradio.com, I definitely encourage you to replay this. It'll be replayed at 2, 5, and 10 today, and then it'll be on bpnradio.com under podcast. It is our Tuesday prophetic session, so just go to that Tuesday prophetic, June 19th, to get that later on. But obviously we had a lot of personal words, but we really had a huge amount of corporate words, I think, as I've been listening to comments and hearing different things. So many people have been touched, and what a blessing to be able to be a part of this ministry, me personally, and as you heard earlier, be a part of the Gentry family since I was a younger person. And so I've mentioned this many times, but I'm just going to mention it again. I think Allison mentioned it at the beginning of the thing, how blessed we are, because Dale and Jean Gentry really are exactly who you see on the screen. Obviously, we just flow with whatever the Holy Spirit. You can definitely, if you join us, you kind of know that there's no script. So this is not a scripted program. Honestly, this is not a scripted radio station. So you might just go, what the world, right? But it's okay. It's exactly what the Holy Spirit has. And so I know so many people receive today. And in turn, if you have received now, today, in the past, whatever, I would encourage you to just sow back into our ministry. It is good seed. We need it. If you happen to be joining us last week, and we have an amazing tech guy that had us playing some programs, but we were actually off our regular schedule last Thursday because we had to go out and get one of our computers crashed. We had to go out and get new equipment, and then that takes time to set up. And so, you know, we would love to partner with you financially, and we've got some big things that we want to do, and so we need that. We need that to come in. We need partners. This is when it's, like, not fun because you're like, ugh. But it's the truth. You can't do anything if you don't have the finances behind it to do it. And so there's the natural and there's supernatural. And the natural is we do need the equipment and we do need to continue. We've got the Preaching Sunday, as Allison has mentioned. We've got Marketplace Saturday. We have programs all through the week. The Holy Spirit has given Dale a word 2 years ago, to start a radio church. There were so many unchurched people. And so he started a radio church 2 years ago just by obeying the Holy Spirit. So I know that it is good seed. You know it's good seed. So we just pray that God will put an amount on your heart to sow into this ministry. You can go to bpnradio.com, the donate button, and you can pay there by a check. Made out to Breakout Ministries, and that's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And I know I've said that, rattled it off really fast, so go to bpnradio.com. That information is on there. You can do PayPal. You can do a debit card, a credit card, write a check. It really blesses Miss Jean when she gets a testimony in with a check or a prayer request. And if you are interested in any of the things we're saying or just some comments back, you can just go to our Gmail, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for sowing into our ministry. Thank you for partnering with us. Thank you for being a part of Prophetic Tuesday today. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Ruth, and we'd really appreciate our partners. Every ministry, even Jesus, had partners, and most of them, when I look at the Bible, most of them are women that supported his ministry, and we all must have partners, and we appreciate you partnering with us. And when you go to our bpnradio.com and you go to the donate button, there's a place that says recurring, a box. You can become a monthly partner. And this is free to everybody. It's a book I wrote on prophecy called God Assignments, How to Start, How to Finish, a prophetic book by Dale Gentry. My doctor, I recently gave him one, and he was saying, would you give my brother-in-law one? It is on, you can download it by just going to letspraymerica.com, letspraymerica.com, and click on the resources.
Or GodAssignments.com.
GodAssignments.com, right. Mm-hmm. GodAssignments. And we are, Allison was reminding me of talking about a special event that we're talking about, praying about in the fall. And so we'll keep you posted on that, a time where we could all come and get together. And that would be a wonderful time. We could all meet personally. It'd be great.
I think people will like that.
I believe they would.
Yeah.
They would. So we're praying about it, looking at that. We'll tell you more about that. It's been a great day. We've actually run out of time. In just a moment, I'm gonna put this on pause here. One moment, please. In just a moment, Aliona, who works with us from Moldova, and she'll be in the studio one day. She's going to come to America.
Yeah.
But she's been working with us now, and her mom had worked with us from the beginning. She's going to play the outro is what I'm going to say. Well, let's just bless everybody.
Yeah.
Come on around, Ruth. Thank you for being a part of Prophetic Tuesday. We didn't get all the names taken here. We got names everywhere, and but we've run out of time. And
keep
we just and thank you, Ruth. Thank you, Allison. Keep listening to bpnradio.com. 24 hours a day we're broadcasting. 24 hours a day. Not very often on Facebook, but bpnradio.com. Ruth Gentry is the manager. We have a wonderful team that works with us 24 hours a day. Thank you for ministering, for mentioning Preaching Sunday. We're going to have 15 continuous hours of preaching every Sunday on bpnradio.com. And some of you that are listening or watching today is going to be a part of that.
Yes.
Contact Ruth Gentry at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. We got to go. Thank you. We bless y'all. In Jesus' name, have a wonderful day. And keep this program is going to be continued throughout the day on bpnradio.com, 2, 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock. And our time is up. Love you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
burning down any of my bridges, but I'm burning up inside. So flee from my religion and love my neighbor. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the one I love. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Times in my barrenness when I failed to purify. And you heard my frail petitions to serve you endlessly. But have I loved the tree that they put you on? Oh my friend who met me at the cross. Oh, I wanna sing again for my brother and find my way down this mountain. We'll be right back.
The word tells us to enter into thy closet and shut thy door. Now, closet in the original Greek means bedchamber. These are the times when we enter into that intimacy, our recreated spirit with the Holy Spirit of God, and have that relationship. And then life comes forth. And thank God for the chamber experience in the chamber.
Father, I worship you out of my spirit, blessing and thanking you in our own way. Your heart I covet, Lord, your will and purpose, so into submission I surrender this day. Into the chamber be free, Holy Spirit. Speak through me gently as I close the door. Heavenly lover, let thy prayer Shekinah unending is all I long for. Now on my pathway the wine press falls heavy, but bringing forth only the best of the wine. So I press toward the mark for the prize of high calling, to be a part of that beautiful lady and bride. Into the chamber be free, Holy Spirit. Speak through me gently as I close the door. Heavenly lover, let thy presence cover. Shekinah unending is all I long
Just now. shall hear. I've come to these islands with no pointing finger, but the hands of a builder. A home life restorer. Come to these islands to rebuild ancient ruins, raise up the foundations for this generation. Yes, your light will shine out in the darkness, and the darkness become bright as day. You will ride this earth's highest mountain. Praise. I've come to these islands.